Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Sean Drotar, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there's going to be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. An incredibly busy weekend of sports. It only gets more busy as we head into the week. We have the NCAA Men's Championship tonight. We have the Masters starting this week. The end of the NBA season. The end of the NHL season, and how many different ways will the Rockies find a way to lose? Other than that, there's nothing going on. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, obviously a terrific weekend in sports coming up after a pretty momentous weekend for some of the local squads and the national title as well for the women, and we have the men tonight. That's going to be terrific stuff. So yeah, it's a great week. It's been a great weekend. It's going to be a ton of great games this week, except of course, as you pointed out, for the Colorado Rockies. Yes. I'm guessing in a 162-game season, they can't find 162 games to lose, but I think they're going to find about 110.
I don't mean to cut you off because I have a quota on this show that when the Rockies play like they do, I will give them a maximum of 17 seconds, and we've hit it. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
I think it is fair to say winning the Western Conference is now out of the question for the Avalanche. Now the question is, how do you feel about them going into the playoffs? How do you feel about Georgiev? You know, I know stats don't always tell the story, and I get it that this guy was an all-star by wins only. But when you look at goals against average, when you look at save percentage, he might be one of the worst goaltenders in the National Hockey League. Last night's game, his defense did not play well in front of him. But we've been saying this about this team for years because they have McKinnon, Makar, Rantanen, Landeskog, all that offensive firepower. Every year we seem to be worried about the goaltending. And when you give up six, not totally Georgiev's fault, you know, three power play goals in a row, Sean Walker, high-sticking double minor, and boy, they hit that first goal at the right time so they can get a second power play. But then giving up six against Edmonton, yes, we know they can score. You're walking into the playoffs thinking, man, they might play Winnipeg in the first round, a team that doesn't give up a lot of goals. If Georgiev gives up two, they could be out quickly.
I think you may be right there. At the same time, I think the Avalanche have enough depth and talent that I think they could also make a very deep run. The West is going to be tough, and you're right about Winnipeg, because I think a lot of people look at Winnipeg and look at the way that they have faded in the last 6 to 8 weeks, because they, for the majority of the year, with a lot of games in hand, they were actually playing really well. On the other hand, when you talk about a team like Winnipeg, part of the reason they played well is all year long, even though their record isn't as good as the Avs, they have a Vezina candidate in net, in Connor Hellebuck, who's right, as good as it comes in the NHL. And we know in the NHL playoffs, the hot goalie makes a big difference. So yeah, an Avs first-round series against Winnipeg, which appears to be what's going to happen. Are the Avs a better team? Yes. Could they run into the hot goalie and get beaten? Also, yes.
When you have McKinnon and Makar on your team, you're not going to say, well, they have no chance.
No,
you're always going to have a chance when you have those guys. I like the additions that the Avalanche made at the trade deadline.
I love the additions, yeah.
Okay. And they are certainly better than what they were. However, watching them play against this Dallas team, and I understand three power play goals, yeah, you got to be better. I get it. I'm not going to take this game and, you know, pass judgment. Dallas is a better team.
Yeah. This is the only game they've lost all year against Dallas, though. And that's worth noting as well. I think there's
Dallas has what they need. They are tough. They block shots.
They roll four lines. And right. That's one of the challenges.
Here's what we said a couple of years ago. And for a guy who can't remember what he had for dinner two nights ago, I can't believe I'm remembering this, at least somewhat correctly. What did we say a couple of years ago about the Avalanche against the St. Louis Blues? And it was just jammed down our throat. Well, the St. Louis Blues, they got about eight or nine guys who've scored 20 goals or more, and they're just so balanced in their lineup there, Sean, that I think there's a possibility that even though the Avs are top-heavy, they're not going to be able to compete. They'll be able to compete, but the Blues can score from anywhere. It's not just one guy. The same thing with Dallas, but those guys are better, outside of Ryan O'Reilly, maybe.
They're a far better defensive squad. Dallas is an extremely responsible defensive squad. They're well coached.
Right.
Peter DeBoer is an outstanding coach. It's a really good Dallas team that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, especially early in the game. Look, the Avs had a 1-0 lead, and at one point we're outshot 10-1.
Right.
I mean, that's the kind of situation you face when you face Dallas. You're going to get your chances, and you can score, but you're going to have to play a full 60 because they just keep coming, and they keep coming in waves, and they do not make it easy on you. Nathan MacKinnon had his moments last night, had his opportunities, but Dallas swarmed him, and they were more than willing without Mikko Rantanen there last night due to concussion symptoms.
Yep.
They were more than happy to see if somebody else could pick up the slack and beat them. They weren't going to let Nathan MacKinnon do it, and they're capable. They have enough defensive pairing and defensive ability and forechecking ability and willingness to forecheck
right.
to make that happen.
I don't want to make excuses for the Avs like people were kind of doing.
Look, it was a one-goal game until rather late. They did fight back.
What I'm referring to is, well, if we had Rantanen, just like when Murray's out, if we had Murray, listen, it's not always going to go your way. You got to play with who is able to suit up and hit the ice or hit the floor. But yes, do I think with Rantanen on the ice, it allows you to have more flexibility out there where you're not totally keying on MacKinnon? Yes, I believe that. Speaking of Jamal Murray on the floor on Saturday, and Atlanta got blitzed is insulting all teams that got blitzed. But the big story was Murray returned to the court, 16 points, 20 minutes. Obviously, you feel better with him on the floor. That's a stupid comment.
Right.
But when you saw him on the floor and watched them play, did you feel more of a sense of, okay, we got our team back? You feel a sense of relief?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Nuggets. And we talked about this last Friday because Murray being missing changes a lot more than you think. Is he the player Jokic is? No, but he and Jokic maybe combined for the best two-man game in the league. But it's the fact that the main concerns we had last Friday were rightly because of the Nuggets bench and its inability primarily to score. But Murray really plays with the bench, even though he is a starter, even though he's in at the end of games. And keep in mind, we've talked about this before. I know you have over the years. I know I have over the years. In basketball in general, in the NBA in particular, don't worry about who's in the game at the start. Worry about who's in the game in the final 5 minutes. Those are your best players. Those are your starters. The closers are the guys that matter. And Murray's on that. But for a large part of the game, Murray's on the floor with the bench. And it keeps that lead that the Nuggets build under Jokic from bleeding out all the time. And it completely changes how teams defend him. So having Murray back changes everything for the Denver Nuggets. And I think you saw that. Atlanta's not very good, obviously. But if the Nuggets had wanted to put up 160, 170, they might have been able to do it.
By the way.
And only 142 if you missed it.
I do cover the Nuggets. But what I'm about to say is going to make people think, no, you don't, because you don't know who this Huff guy is. I had no idea they had a guy named Huff on the roster.
Well, you don't want to see him. J.J. Huff is sort of your human victory cigar, right?
I mean, honest to God, I had
but,
to...
But were you surprised? I'm like, wait, they have a 7-footer on this team? Why don't they use him?
I
have a big body, but they do.
I was like, who is he?
J.J. Huff? Out of Virginia?
I mean, I see him.
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't really know his name.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, he's like, who's the big guy with the beard? Yeah, it's J. Huff. Now
I know I know who DeHuff is.
Right.
As in Scott DeHuff.
Similar beards, much different in height.
Correct. So now it's a four-game race for the top spot in the Western Conference for the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. I'm certainly not going to discount Oklahoma City, but right now it is Minnesota and the Nuggets going War Admiral and Seabiscuit down the stretch.
Wednesday. That is the show.
That, honestly, please tell me if I'm overstating this. This might be one of the biggest regular season games in Nuggets history. And yes, it's always I would rather have the least important playoff game in franchise history than the most important regular season game in franchise history. But it has all come down to what Michael Malone said. It is all about health. And they have gotten this far. They can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And barring a disaster or a loss on Wednesday, it's not going to be a train coming the other way. Both teams are going to be playing the back end of a back-to-back. You're going to have the Nuggets playing the Jazz. You are going to have the Timberwolves playing the Washington Generals. And then it's on Wednesday. And, oh, by the way, the Timberwolves are doing just fine without Karl-Anthony Towns.
11-5. Since he's been out.
Naz Reid put up 30.
Yeah, Naz Reid is a stud.
And they are a dynamite, even better defensive team with him on the floor than Karl-Anthony Towns. This is going to be a heavyweight matchup because, honestly, the last time they played, it was a knockout in the third round. But Wednesday's game, I don't want to say we should preview it right now, but it looks like that's where we're headed. Who's going to win the division? Who is going to wind up winning the West?
Yeah, I mean, it really does come down to, I think, in many ways, that game. You're right. You can't discount Oklahoma City, but they have a tougher schedule than Minnesota. They have a tougher schedule than Denver. Denver, presumably tomorrow, and yes, it will be the second night of a back-to-back, but there's not a lot of travel between Salt Lake City and Denver. And Utah's not likely.
If you're walking, there is.
Yeah, I think the Nuggets have a more modern mode of transportation. That flies.
E-bikes?
Yeah, even more than that. Well, I guess it's not more modern than e-bikes, but, you know, faster for sure. Utah is not expected to mount any sort of resistance at all. They've lost 12 in a row. Half of their team is hurt. They're in a bad way. They're playing out the string. So the Nuggets should be able to
You know
do
they're going
to
lose just because you phrased it that
no,
way.
No, they're not going to lose that. They're not going to lose that game. It'll look like the Atlanta game. They'll be able to put it on cruise control and be ready for that big game. But I think the point you made is really interesting. The playoffs are a different animal, and when Minnesota gets Karl-Anthony Towns back, will alter what they can do. But right now, you're also 100% right when you point out they're a better defensive team without him, and they clearly do score enough. That makes Wednesday's game really interesting.
I have talked to a number of people around the NBA, and I'm talking about scouts and players. Many people believe that Minnesota's a better team without Karl-Anthony
Towns. If you were to trade
Karl-Anthony
Towns for the three first-round picks or whatever you'd get for him, I think Tim Connelly do it.
He should. There, a lot of people have said to me, listen, they're a better team without him, and think of all the salary that they get to dump, because you may or may not know this. I'm guessing you do. Minnesota, I believe, is going to have the highest payroll in the NBA going into next season.
It is. It is way up there because obviously you have the Gobert contracts. You have the Anthony Towns. And, of course, you'll have to deal with Anthony Edwards soon enough. There's a lot of talent on
there. And the Nuggets have to deal with Jamal Murray. But those are basically near to be the top two teams in terms of payroll next year. So to get rid of Anthony Towns gives them a lot of
flexibility. Minnesota's already third right now behind only the Clippers and the Golden State Warriors.
Click 2025 and see where they pop up.
I think you're right. I think
they are number one. Coming up after the break, NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah posted something on Twitter yesterday that piqued my attention. It had to do with the NFL draft. And he talked about a trade that I'm thinking, you know what? I can see this happening. It's something that very few people are talking about. It's very, very low under the radar because everybody else seems to be looking at two other teams to make a trade. But if this team makes a trade, wow. And then they get the guy they want. Wow. That's next. Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, or Aphrodite.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At SDrotar, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there's going to be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, spring is here. The weather is nice. You might be doing some spring cleaning or updating your house. That's when a lot of people do that. Need new sidings. Need new windows, energy efficient windows. Highly recommend you go with Paramount Siding and Windows. That's who I go with. They have a beautiful showroom, all the bells and whistles. Anything that you want, they can take care of. You can find them in Littleton off of Broadway. But what I really love about them, besides the great service that they offer and the great product that they offer, is that their integrity is literally unmatched. And this is what I mean. And Sean, I don't know if you ever heard this story before. They came over to my house. I thought I needed two new windows. I am not a handy guy at all. Scott comes over to my house, and he said, no, it just needs a slight fix. I'm like, I don't need new windows. He goes, no, I fixed it for you. I don't need new windows. No. A, he could have easily sold me brand new windows, like most people would have done. I mean, they probably would have gotten in trouble by their boss for fixing it and then saying I didn't need new windows. So they gave up a huge deal there with a couple of windows. Plus, a lot of places aren't going to come out for a project that small. Paramount Siding and Windows does. Check them out at ParamountSidingandWindows.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
You can make the case that NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah was trying to be provocative. Maybe. Put this on Twitter yesterday. The top of this draft could turn in so many different directions, which is true. But here's a fun one. The Bears take Caleb Williams. The Commanders take Drake May. No one would be surprised by that. And then the Raiders trade up to take Jaden Daniels. We have spent so much time talking about the Broncos possibly trading up. And the Vikings possibly trading up, that we're forgetting about what Antonio Pierce said after he got the job, which was, we need to get a quarterback of the future. And we all know that Al Davis was incredibly aggressive when he was the owner. And really, his son, Mark Davis, isn't that less aggressive than his dad. He is aggressive like his father. It would not surprise me if they make a move like this. So with that, if the Raiders go out and get Jaden Daniels and he proves to be a really good quarterback, what would be worse for the Broncos? Jaden Daniels joining the division with Mahomes and Herbert, or the Broncos getting McCarthy and he doesn't turn out to be very good?
The worst situation.
Which is worse? For the Broncos, mortgaging the future for JJ, or now you got a stud in Jalen Daniels playing for the Raiders?
The worst situation would be picking the wrong quarterback for the Broncos. If you pick JJ McCarthy and he's not the guy, that's the worst situation, because the situation that you can control if you blew it is way worse than the situation that you couldn't control that ends up better for someone else. So that's the worst. The Broncos do have to take care of their own business first. But I'm glad you brought that up. It's something I've been talking about on the afternoons with Sandy.
You do a show in the afternoons?
I do. And there are, let's face it, yeah, 4 to 6. There are, amazingly, depending on how you think about it, 5 quarterbacks now. I'm not going to say there's 5 first-round quarterbacks, but there are 5 quarterbacks that are expected to be picked in the top half of the first round. I suspect six will be, because I think someone's going to do what they did with Lamar Jackson and trade into the bottom of the first to get the fifth-year option on Michael Penix. I think someone will do that. But we look at Williams, May, Daniels, McCarthy, and Nix. Five quarterbacks. How many teams really need quarterbacks? Okay, the three that are currently at the top, the Patriots and the Commanders and the Bears,
yep,
the Broncos, the Vikings, who we know picked up an additional pick, the Raiders, and the Giants. Although I think the Giants for 1 year will roll with Daniel Jones and then move on.
Excuse me, you mean Drew Lock?
Andrew Lock.
They're gonna move
Daniel
on.
Daniel Jones, Andrew Lock.
That's going to be a fascinating battle. I wish I could be out there for training camp.
You don't really want to watch that, do you?
No.
Yeah. But you're talking about five quarterbacks and six, seven teams. So somebody's going to be left without one of those musical chairs. And the Broncos have the least ability to make a trade. So the Vikings have already added an additional first. The Raiders certainly have more ability to do it. And yeah, that's a concern. I think that's why the Broncos talk about McCarthy. I personally think it's a bit of a smokescreen, because I look at the way McCarthy plays, and I don't think that the things that he does poorly would make Sean Payton happy. And that is throwing on the run, missing in those intermediate ranges where he does miss. And Bo Nix does it well. I think Nix is Payton's guy. But, yeah, would it be bad if again, like you saw with Patrick Mahomes, that a team, but in this case it'd be worse, they jump over the Broncos and pick their guy? I personally think Jaden Daniels is the quarterback besides Caleb Williams I'd go get. To see the Raiders go get him? Yeah, that would sting.
A lot of people have compared, because, I mean, that's the analysis we like to give to put into perspective. Caleb Williams' upside is Patrick Mahomes, and J.J. McCarthy's upside is this guy. What I have seen with Jaden Daniels is Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be worse, believe it or not, if Jaden Daniels turned into Lamar Jackson than if the Broncos missed.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, here's the reason why. Because now you have to play Lamar Jackson over the next 12 years. And yes, if J.J. McCarthy turns out to be a stud, that's one thing. If Jaden Daniels turns out to be not as good as, but close to Lamar Jackson, and even if J.J. McCarthy has to be better than average, if he's an average quarterback, you're stuck with Mahomes, Herbert, and what could be a guy like Lamar Jackson for a decade plus. You still have a chance to look for another quarterback, and I understand you losing all that draft capital. But if Daniels turns into what could be Lamar Jackson,
two-time MVP,
that's your division of quarterbacks. And if McCarthy turns out to be very good is not beating Lamar Jackson. Very good is not going to beat Herbert, although maybe this year you can, because do they have any wide receivers?
Not yet.
Right.
They traded them all. They let them all go or trade them all away.
Right. And oh, by the way, even if great wide receivers are on the board, I expect the Chargers to be drafting an offensive tackle.
Well, you can find wide receivers. Wide receivers right now coming out of college, there's just fleets of them. So, and when you have a quarterback like Justin Herbert, you can find guys that'll be good enough. So, yeah, it's a concern. The AFC West is a heavy lift. And when you look at the quarterbacks, I'm actually keeping, as maybe as strange as this sounds, but it's horrible to look at for the situation with the Denver Broncos. But I'm keeping a constant run when things change of where I believe the Broncos quarterback situation sits inside the AFC, because it really is the AFC that's just deep and dangerous. I think the Broncos, as it stands right now, have the 15th best quarterbacking situation with Jared Stidham. Maybe they're ahead of Jacoby Brissett, but that's a maybe. And New England, maybe. So you're talking about an AFC that is absolutely stacked.
Yeah, but New England's probably about to get a quarterback, they're going to jump them.
Exactly. And so for the Broncos, I mean, this is just it's a disastrous situation. This is a team that has to make a playoff run sooner rather than later, at least get into it, and do it with a historically stacked AFC. If you're in the NFC, when you look at the quarterbacks across that conference, there are windows and pockets of opportunity to jump. Where are they in the AFC?
Right.
I mean, we've forgotten that Aaron Rodgers exists because he missed all of last year except for a couple plays.
Right.
And the Jets could be right back in the mix if Rodgers is 80% of what he was.
Yeah.
And the Broncos right now have nothing.
Coming up after the break, South Carolina head coach Dawn Staley did something, did many things actually, and said some things that a man would never do. And I mean ever, because I've never seen it. The things that she did, the things that she said, leave it to a woman to school men on how to act and how to talk. That's next.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Estrotar, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday. There's going to be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Bruce is still on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. I want to thank Sean Drotar for joining us this morning, pulling double duty. Of course, he does the afternoon show with Sandy Clough, 4 to 6 on Mile High Sports Radio. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
So South Carolina beat Iowa for the women's title. I can't even imagine what the ratings are going to be for this thing. But the real winner in my mind, besides Caitlin Clark, in the body of her career and the eyeballs that she has generated, was Gamecocks head coach Dawn Staley, who showed as much class and sincere respect for another player that I've ever, ever seen in my life.
I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. We appreciate you.
I mean, that's special. And Dawn Staley is special. I think that you've known that for a while. About this time last year, I remember her calling a timeout at the tail end of a game they had against UCLA. It was the end of the third quarter. The game was, it was a bit to South Carolina's advantage, but it wasn't a blowout. And one of UCLA's players went down when a couple players got piled up for a rebound. So Carolina had 5-on-4 that the ref didn't notice, necessarily notice the injury as the action was all going the other way. Staley called a timeout. Her own timeout, with her team having a 5-on-4 advantage. And she was asked after the game why she did that. And she said, I don't like seeing my players go down in any situation. If we can control the situation, we can get help. You never know what type of injury it is. You want to get medical attention over to them as quickly as possible. It was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do because we had to make sure the young lady was okay. This is, again, a coach calling her one of her own timeouts in the tournament. This was a Sweet 16 matchup, burning one of her own timeouts because the opposing player was hurt. right then, not because Don Staley's an all-time great basketball player, which he was, or becoming an all-time great coach, which he is, but that kind of leadership and the way she thinks about the person, the people that she is coaching and the people that she is coaching against, which you heard in that quote, is elite.
Don Staley gets it. Meaning, there were more eyeballs on her team last night or yesterday afternoon because of Caitlin Clark. Don Staley, what she said, I have never heard another male coach ever say about another player. Now, granted, I understand the gravity of it, and there's very few people like a Caitlin Clark who have literally lifted up an entire sport, right? With that, people may or may not know, before the game, she went to the Iowa bench and shook everybody's hand. After she did her post-game press conference, after she met with the media, she went back on the court and did one-on-ones with any media member that wanted it. Men coaches don't do that stuff. Greg Popovich criticizes the media. Don Staley embraces the media. Now, I want to get into this whole Diana Taurasi thing. People may not know Cheryl Swoops has been critical of Caitlin Clark. But what Taurasi said following the Final Four matchup between UConn and Iowa, she said this: reality is coming, Caitlin. You look superhuman playing against some 18-year-olds, but you're going to come and play with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a very long time. If Diana Taurasi was sitting across the table from me, this is what I would say to her. Most people don't know who you are. Most people have never seen you play. I have, because I follow sports. I know how great of a player you are. I know you are a 2-time MVP for the WNBA. You're one of the best players of all time. But the truth is, if Caitlin Clark is not playing in that game, Diana Taurasi is not on the Scott Van Pelt Show. The only reason why she's on the Scott Van Pelt Show is because of Caitlin Clark. Period. You are relatively anonymous in the sports world if Caitlin Clark is not playing. That's the reason why you got that platform. So just say thank you and shut your mouth. Same thing with Cheryl Swoops. Same thing with everybody else. Appreciate it. It would be kind of like NBA players in 1979. Yeah, who's this Larry Bird guy? Who's this Hick from French Lick? And who's this Magic Johnson guy who's never played in the NBA? We found out later that the NBA went from a cocaine league, went from a league that was playing tape-delayed NBA finals to mainstream sports because of those two men. That's what Caitlin Clark has done. I have no idea if Caitlin Clark is going to be must-see TV in the WNBA. But Caitlin Clark is the tide that has lifted all boats for Diana Taurasi, for what Cheryl Swoops did. And she was an amazing basketball
player. Yeah.
Just say thank you to the person who has honestly given you some media coverage and has lifted your sport, instead of trying to take digs. Just say thank you.
The game in which Iowa toppled UConn, right? And that terrific come-from-behind win. That was the most watched basketball game. Not women's basketball game.
Yep.
Basketball game.
Of the season.
That ESPN had ever shown.
Yeah.
Ever. It broke the record for ESPN, the 2018 Eastern Conference Finals Game 7 between the Cavs and the Celtics. That was the most watched basketball game ever broadcast on ESPN until Friday's game with Iowa and UConn. And that broke that game.
I hope Diana Taurasi isn't dumb enough to try and box out, for lack of a better phrase, Caitlin Clark when she gets to the WNBA. And what do I mean by that? You know, take shots at her when she's playing, and then you're going to have the veteran players looking to gun Caitlin Clark. You want to kill the golden goose? Go for it. Don't be stupid.
Well, and you know,
you want to play her tough. You want to make it difficult for her, but don't try and prove a point to the rookie. This is your ticket to more eyeballs. This is your ticket to bigger contracts. That's what she is for you. Go ahead, Diana. Go take some shots at her on the floor and give her an extra elbow. You can play her tough. That's fine. But you're going to kill the golden goose because she is the one person that you have in this league right now that can get this league more recognition and far more money.
Eric, the point you made about Larry Bird and Magic Johnson is probably the best corollary that I've heard because that is what it is. Are Magic and Larry the single best players that have ever played in basketball? I guess you could make the argument.
Two most important players
ever. But beauty's
ever.
In the eye of the beholder.
Yep.
But for the history of the league, there is pre-Magic and Bird and post-Magic and Bird. And Caitlin Clark may be that. Is she the best player ever? I don't know. We haven't seen the full body of work. Is she the best overall player? You talked about Cheryl Swoops. Lisa Leslie was an extraordinary player. But it depends on what positions you want to look at. But she's the one at this point in time, at this exact pivot point, where women's basketball may never be the same. And you're exactly right. Everyone should be doing what Dawn Staley is doing and embrace it. Don't just kind of knock down the rookie. That doesn't make any sense because they're about to make you a ton of money.
Right.
And she's going to set it up. I don't know, maybe Juju Watkins is next, and she's the one we're talking about next year. But now that this sport continues to generate inertia, it may not stop as long as you embrace it. And it is a little strange to see some of the players kind of do that stuff. I mean, you see it. You see it in sports all the time. You know, well, that guy won't be able to do it when he gets to the league. Whatever. I understand that. But the WNBA in 2024 is the NBA following the 78-79 season. And you're exactly right. It's not at the verge of collapse.
No.
Where the NBA was closer to that than people think. But this is the point in which all of a sudden they can get a rocket ship.
There have been moments in sports history where it is taken off at the youth level because of something that has happened in professional sports. U.S. women's soccer team, when they won the World Cup, little girls started playing soccer more. Tiger Woods, when he won the Masters, minorities started playing golf more. I am wondering if Caitlin Clark will have that type of effect that, for lack of a better phrase, and this is not really the right analogy, I'm a little bit older than you, especially because I think the movie came out in 1976. As a matter of fact, I know I'm older than you. What year were you born? What year were you born?
70-something.
Well, what are you? Okay, how much do you weigh? I'm not asking what year were you born?
66. What? No.
What year were you born?
What year was I born? 75.
75. I remember when the movie Rocky came out, and I walked out of that theater shadow boxing. Now, I didn't become a boxer, but it like inspired me, right? I thought this was so cool. You had kids picking up golf clubs after Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. You had girls playing soccer more because of the U.S. women's soccer team. I am wondering how many young, and I'm proud to be a girl dad. I'm wondering how many girls said, Dad, can we go to the courts following yesterday's game?
Yeah. And it does feel like it's one of those inflection points for the sport. And look, just better for everybody. The only, those ratings I mentioned before, 14.2 million. The men's final last year was 14.7. I mean, that's the impact. And that was a Final Four game, not what we saw yesterday. And my only regret after watching it is I get it at Sundays and a little different. We think about it. Football matinees are fine. I wished it was Sunday night. I wish that what that game would have been on in the evening.
And it's funny. It's too bad that Diana Taurasi and Cheryl Swoops and some others didn't follow the lead of one of the GOATs of the NBA, LeBron James, who could not have been any more complimentary of Caitlin Clark. Yet these other women somehow and foolishly and in an insecure way feel threatened by Caitlin Clark. You shouldn't feel threatened. Cheryl Swoops is one of the greatest basketball players of all time, period. So is Diana Taurasi. She is no threat to you if you feel confident with who you are. Clearly, you don't feel confident enough with who you are that someone's going to steal your spotlight. She's only going to help you. She is not going to hurt you. And that's what you need to understand, Diana.
Yeah. Diana is also 41 years old. I'm not sure you can actually shut Caitlin Clark down anymore. When she comes into the league, it'd be a little tougher.
Diana Taurasi's pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. finished second on her team in scoring. I get that. But, yeah, it's, look, Steph Curry is coming into your league now. Your world, there's Steph Curry. You have never really seen anything like it.
Right.
It's going to change that.
Yeah. And Diana and Cheryl, I don't remember you ever being in a position where you could be part of the NBA All-Star Weekend like Caitlin Clark was.
Right.
And she will be part of it again next year. Embrace what this woman is about to do for your sport, which is lift it up, more eyeballs. And you know what? There are going to be more people probably next year watching that freshman from South Carolina who is nothing more than dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And the other woman that you mentioned who plays for what? USC? Right. Right.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll chat about the Rockies going 2-8 in their first 10 games and also get into the seismic shift in college basketball coaching landscape following last night's move. That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, mileisports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at sdrotar, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday. There will be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Excuse me, the auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, before we get to Just In Case You Missed It, I want to give a big shout out to a couple of nonprofits. The first one, Warrior Now, an amazing organization that helps veterans, run by veterans, this group. Started by my friend Brian Johnson and his wife Melinda, and then Watique, who is the executive director. We had a record fundraising night on Saturday. And then last night for Temple Sinai, my friend Lisa, who is the executive director, she organized it. We had a record night for them as well. Congratulations to both of them. What a thrill to be a part of it, a privilege to be your benefit auctioneer, and congratulations for all the money that we raised. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just In Case You Missed It. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, Rockies completed their first home series of the season, dropping 2 of 3 at home to the Tampa Bay Rays. Rockies got a walk-off grand slam from Ryan McMahon on Friday to win their home opener, and then they blew a 6-1 lead on Saturday night to lose 8-6. Diamondbacks come to town for a 3-game series starting tonight. Reaction to the Rockies losing 2 of 3 and then starting 2-8 in their first 10 games of the year.
That's a bad start even for what the Rockies expected. The bullpen is a disaster. This team sometimes has a little bit of pop. Ryan McMahon's off to a nice start. I think he's looked really generally pretty good. I think Charlie Blackmon has looked pretty good, but the Rockies don't have the consistent offensive pop. They still swing at too many pitches, and if you can't keep the ball in the ballpark, you've got a problem. The Rockies, when you're Bud Black and you reach into that bullpen, you don't know what you're going to get.
Ryan McMahon is finally playing like many of us hoped he would play like. You would think that you'll be able to get a lot for him at the trade deadline if indeed you trade him. which I would, because he's at a high right now leading into the All-Star break. When he plays like this, get whatever you can. You are in a rebuild mode. You can find position players. You just can't find pitching. Take advantage of it, Bill Schmidt, which is something, of course, he will not do, because Dick Monfort doesn't like to get rid of his homegrown guys, because his biggest problem is he looks at every single guy in that team like he is one of their sons, and they hang on to guys way too long. And then by the time that you got to trade them, now their value's at a low, which is unfortunate.
All right, just in case you missed it, John Calipari is finalizing a five-year deal to become the next coach at Arkansas, and the deal is expected to be completed in the next 24 hours. Calipari's contract is expected to have an overall base salary of slightly less than the $8.5 million he's making at Kentucky. However, the deal is expected to be incentive-laden with the ability to pass that number. How do you think this blockbuster move will shake up the SEC and college basketball landscape?
I'm still sort of shocked as to why Calipari is leaving there, because, you know, where's the drawback? I get it. He's got to deal with a lot of one-and-done guys, but
the fans are all in his kitchen, and I can tell you right now, the way the fans feel with all the talent he's brought in and the lack of success in the NCAA tournament, for the fans, it's going to be don't let the door kick you on the way out.
Well, for Arkansas, they'll obviously be delighted to have him, and I assume you'll just basically get the Kentucky program rebuilt. A lot of one-and-done guys. They'll be up there very quickly. It certainly upsets the apple cart, and I think that's kind of exciting to watch.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk into any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. If you want to redo your entire kitchen, let's face it, specifically during a party, your kitchen is the centerpiece of your house. Go there. They have an entire staff that is dedicated. These are career people, not like a big box store where it's a job. You know, if somebody's selling you a refrigerator and then you need, you know, a new screen for your phone, they can help you with all that stuff. That's not expertise. At Mountain High Appliance, it is. And if you want extra low pricing, Bruce and I have both gotten stuff from their clearance center. It's called scratch and ding stuff. What does that mean? The washer might have a scratch on it. They knock it down by like $400 or $500. I know this. My clothes are really, really clean because I have a top-end product, but it has a scratch on the front. No one has ever walked into a laundry room and said, look at that scratch. To which I look at them and say, look at your clothes. Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, Avalanche lose again. Georgiev not great in goal. Then again, his defense wasn't great in front of him. The Avs are stumbling into the playoffs right now with tougher games to go. It looks like it's going to be a matchup against Winnipeg, which is not going to be easy. What is going on with the Avalanche? And the Nuggets have gotten back Jamal Murray. How are you feeling about the Nuggets now going into the playoffs as we head into a huge game on Wednesday, which could decide who gets the top spot in the Western Conference? That's next.
Back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.